So TFT is in the big league now, huh? Alright, I'll be honest, I did not expect TFT to suddenly go so deep into League's lore. It is one thing to pay tribute to the League universe, since, you know, TFT is happening on the Convergence, but it is another thing to pay attention to the details so much! And so yes, we just got a new cinematic from TFT, and it just so happens to be that there is a lot of references to canonical events that happened in League's universe. Just know that we are technically dealing with the Convergence, which means that storylines happen differently across the infinite multiverses, I guess. But the core of all the stories is still there. And it is glorious. But because this is such a cool moment, we can't just explain what happened in the cinematic. No, instead, I also wanted to include the reaction, because this is truly something unique. So first, let's go through that. And then we're gonna dive deep into all the secrets. Alright, we're doing a raw reaction, I haven't seen the cinematic yet, and I am expecting a lot of lore Easter eggs. Alright, are we immediately in Hextech? No, it's not Hextech, okay, it's TFT, it's Convergence. Okay, I'm gonna be pausing immediately! All the different dots on the maps. Also, there was a snack, there was Pangu, and we are in Demacia. Nope! Oh, but there's Overload. Warriors playing in the background. We are referenced to the cinematic with Lux and Sylas. Although we are not in Freljord. Hold on, that's different. Speaking of Freljord, Ash, and now we are in the... What is it called? Not the Butcher's Den? No, it's the harbor. It's the Butcher's Harbor. I forgot the name. God dang it. We're in Biltwater. All right, hold on. Is this gonna be a reference to Rise cinematic? There it is! Is this reference to Rise cinematic? Because he met Miss Fortune. And there's Gangplank, so okay, hold on. So there's like new stuff layered on top of old stuff. Amazing Sion there. Hey, Snake and Shurima, sure. Was it the Tomb of Xerath? Because there was Nasus and Renekton who imprisoned him there. Hang on, there is so much happening. And Snake just happened to be in the middle of a battle of the Ascended, sure. Senna on top of that. There was a reference to a Wild Rift cinematic that I saw, because Lux, she's escaping the Mage Seekers. Who can see that she's a mage? This is amazing! And she wakes up Galio! This is a reference to her short story! I love this so much. Also, I like the design. Very stylized. I like this Gangplank! Okay, sure, Mischief. Is she gonna blow Gangplank? Okay, so... sure, Azir and Nasus, so technically, this battle didn't happen in the story, so it's new. Also, heavy inspiration from Legends of Runeterra, where they become Titanic, amazing! I love this so much. So this is a reference to both Warriors and her lore, which is amazing. Also, the Gangplank is new, he has the new arm, so that technically is happening after the Biltwater event. There is so much cool detail everywhere. Oh, and they got the... Oh, okay. There was a reference to the crocodiles, to Renekton's followers. And a reference to warriors.
To dust.
I love this. Okay, you got me. There is so much. There is so much that I need to break apart there. I did not expect that. I'm actually getting blown away here. Okay, so let's break this apart. The cinematic begins with a shot of the Grand Library. What is this place? You might be able to learn about that at another time. But we have three heroes appearing here. Nimblefoot, Pangu, and Snack. And they are here to learn about the lore of Runeterra. Now, the book itself is marked with some interesting places. We have Targon, Shurima, Ishaokan, and Shadow Isles. Then there is Demacia, Piltover and Zaun, I assume. Unless they are marking down the mountains where Alistar is from. Then there is the Immortal Bastion, the north of Recklestake, which is where the Avarozans are from, aka Ash. Then there is the Placidium of Navori, and Biltwater. And so, as our heroes open the book, they get transported into the stories. So first, we have a shot of the Masia, which is just one big reference to the Warriors cinematic. You even have the same song playing in the background. But this is a different event from the original cinematic, because there we were at the borders between the Masia and Freljord later into the Mageseeker Rebellion. But here it seems like it is happening during the chaotic moment where Sylas escaped, as well as Lux, because yes, Lux was in prison too. And here, Pengu gets saved by Lux's shield. As we get a zoomed out shot of the Demacian page, you can see that the script perfectly matches the one from the Wild Rift cinematic, where Lux was going through the Demacian books. We then get a quick reference to Ash, because yes, her territory was marked on the book. And then we get to the Slaughter Dogs. That's the name I was looking for. That's also the place where all the fishermen and the monster hunters carve their bounties into pieces to be sold. Now, based on the tattoos of the locals, you can see that this is the Jagged crew. In other words, Gangplank's crew. And as Miss Fortune jumps away from her battle with Gangplank, you can see Chip on the side there. Then there is a quick transition to Sion being chained by the Hemomancers of Noxus. This is simply because to them, Sion is like a living weapon waiting to be released. And you can see how, once again, the script changes depending on what region we are in. This script is then completely different when we get to Shurima. And I kinda like how in their writing they use a lot of circles, as a reference to the Sun Disc, I guess. Anyway, here Nasus and Renekton are likely fighting in front of Azir's tomb. This is why all of the Ascended are shown here. Not only is this where Azir was resurrected by Sivir, but this is also where Xerath was imprisoned, so he was released from here. And Nasus and Renekton are likely here because they are the heroes who imprisoned Xerath here. As to why they are fighting here right now, I'm not really sure. But here you can see that Azir is summoning his sand army, and Renekton is marching into battle with his followers, which you may recognize from Legends of Runeterra. Then there is a quick reference to the Shadow Isle story where Thresh imprisoned Senna, after which we go back to Demacia, where Lux is now escaping the Mage Seekers. This is likely why this scene is happening right after the Mage Rebellion started. But it could be happening later too. I mean, remember, this is the Convergence. So many different versions of these stories might have played out across different universes. The important thing is that Lux touches Galio's leg, and that is what wakes him up. Now, not only is this a reference to the Warriors cinematic where Lux summons Galio, but also this is a reference to her old short story, where it was confirmed that Galio wakes up anytime Lux uses her magic. That's how powerful she is. Now, back in Bilgewater, we get a cool shot of a new stylized ship that is not the Dreadwake. You'll see why later. Then in Shurima, Snek is trying to survive, and Nasus and Renekton become huge. Canonically, all of this is totally possible. In fact, canonically, Renekton has even crazier abilities. For example, his body can stitch itself together with massive regeneration even as he's carved into pieces. So them turning themselves titanic through the magic of ascension is totally possible. I mean, that's technically what they are doing when they cast their ultimates. And also, in case you missed it like I did when I reacted to this, it is not just the Warrior song playing in the background. It is actually going through different songs known from all the canonical cinematics, including Bite Marks, which is where Demacia then gets a quick reference from Legends of Runeterra. Miss Fortune blows up Gangplank again, burning his ship down, which is likely why later he needs to get the Dreadwake. Renekton then slams Nasus down, with the twist being that Snek joins Renekton's side, and it all ends with pulling off a massive reference to the Warrior cinematic. And that is where all of this ends. And I'll be honest, sure, I get it. I know that the audience loved it anytime TFT tried to do something with League's universe before. The first Runeterra set was really popular after all. But I did not expect them to hide this many lore references all across this cinematic. Despite the fact that this is the Convergence, so they can change the stories as they want, it has been very cool to see just how close they can get to the real stories. And throughout all of this, looking into the future, I just hope that Chip is gonna be fine.